Hello, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of the Bills Wire podcast presented to you by USA Today, SMG. My name is Matt Johnson, your host. Happy to be with you another week, and it's the first week of the preseason. It's Thursday at 7 o'clock p.m. kickoff time. The Buffalo Bills host the Indianapolis Colts for week one of the preseason, and I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited. This is, this is that time of year where things start heating, starting to really get going now. Fantasy drafts start to get rolling around as soon as preseason starts. And it's just a good to know that the actual regular season is about a month away from getting underway. But there are still a lot of questions as far as the Buffalo Bills go. Who's going to start where? What is this team going to look like come regular season week one? So there's a lot of questions that have to be answered. And I think this Colts game is going to be a good indicator of that. They're a quality team, finished 10-6 last year, second in the AFC South, won a playoff game over Houston in Houston, and then lost to Kansas City, and have been on the up and coming since for quite some time behind their general manager, Chris Ballard, and last year's head coach, last year's new head coach and Buffalo Bills alumni Frank Reich, along with the rest of their team. They're a very quality club. Very quality club. And I've actually been very impressed with their 180, because 2017 was not a good year for Indianapolis at all. No Andrew Luck, a really porous offensive line. Jacoby Brissett started the whole time. Really rough offensive weapons, and the Colts have evolved quite a bit. So this is going to be a good challenge for the Bills. It's going to be a good indicator to see where they're really at with their whole, this past offseason, which everybody really, believed was one of the better ones, including myself. But I do got to say there are some concerns. Sorry, a little tongue-tied there. There are some concerns with the Bills. I went to their return of the blue and red practice last Friday, and I've seen a lot of things that I didn't necessarily like, and I've seen a lot of things that I did like. So there's, I guess we can cover it a little bit lightly right now. It was pretty cool. I got to write my first article for Bills Wire this past weekend. And it was a lot of fun. I kind of recapped it a little bit, my three takeaways. The plus side, the defense. I'm loving the Bills' defense. They are quality. Quality. It was actually very fun to watch that defense that we have. So much depth and talent. They're just a well-oiled machine. And it was legit, pleasure to watch. Watch that defense play. It was very, very enjoyable. And that's kind of where the good news, the optimism kind of ends right there. I wasn't very happy with a lot of things that I saw on the offensive side of things. And I get it. The injury bug is going around. And it's very hard for coaches to make decisions, to make changes, to make, to sign people this late in the season to amend those mistakes. They did have a good offseason as far as targeting the right positions, getting people that, this is Buffalo referring to, getting people that should benefit the team. But unfortunately, a lot of those key players are little hurt right now, especially in the offensive line. The biggest one is Mitch Morse, the newly acquired center, who's ranked as one of the top, paid as the top center in the entire National Football League, and he's been dealing with concussion issues since last week. So there's a lot of uncertainty on the offensive line right now. They did not function all that well at the return of the blue and red practice. Making way for the Bills' defense to get close to Josh Allen, get in the backfield, disrupt running plays, make Josh scramble, and make plays with his arm. It's always a dangerous combination, and it led to some ineffectiveness from the offensive side of things. But kudos to the defense, for, of course, for, as I said, really stout. And the other thing was some of Josh Allen's accuracy. Some of his throws were... He did it. I'm not going to take anything away from him. He did have some throws right on the money and did excel in the red zone. But, you know, he did have... He still had some of those rookie accuracy issues that we, you know, we noticed and we hoped improved last year, would improve from last year to this year. We did see, you know, he was making those quick passes off to the side, and he'd underthrow the ball, which is, you know, never a good, you know, it's never a good thing, but those are easy passes that should be made. And I get it. I'm just an armchair guy. I don't know what these guys go through on a daily basis, but, you know, for... To be the franchise guy, from what I've seen, you know, those are the easy ones. Those are the passes we got to see being completed to really believe, you know, in this offense, in this team. And some of his long balls, you know, he's got quite the arm, but he overshot. A couple times, and which is, you know, it's just not good. In fact, one or two of his passes got picked off, but all wasn't too bad for, you know, for Josh that day on Friday nights. He did really good in the red zone, so I got to give him that. I got to give him credit for that, and that's something that the Bills definitely lacked in last year, and, you know, turned us Hauschka quite a bit. But regardless, there was some good and a lot of bad, and I think this week's test against Indianapolis will be a real interesting test that I'm pretty excited to watch. I'm pretty excited to see. There actually are a couple good matchups, and this is going to be a good test because, as I said, Colts are a quality organization, and you know, it's only going to be one quarter of football. It's only going to be one quarter of football for the starters, you know, which is fair. That's kind of all that I mean, of course I want more, but I understand how dangerous it is every time that a player steps on the football field. I want these guys safe and playing well into the regular season, and we've seen it far too many times, you know, stupid injuries, season-ending injuries, you know, ending with preseason. But one quarter football is what we're going to get from our starters, from starters for both teams. And, yeah, I think one of the matchups I'm really, really looking forward to is the Bills' defensive front going up against the Colts' offensive line, which is, you know, one of the better, offensive lines in the league, I would have to say. Last year, Luck, there was a 5 or 6 game stretch. I want to say 5 game stretch that, you know, that Andrew Luck was not touched, was not sacked, and that made a big difference. Their offensive line was one of the most fun things to watch flip around, going from one of the worst in the league, allowing Jacoby Brissett to be sacked, I think 54 times, 56 times in 2017, to, you know, only giving up a lot less than that come, you know, Andrew Luck's return just this past season in 2018. I think it helped their success quite a bit. And as Bills fans, you know, you got to recognize and acknowledge that, you know, how major that was, you know, that changes, and how great that would be to, you know, to have here in Buffalo, to give Josh Allen plenty of time to make plays, you know, with his arm, make reads. It just goes such a long way. But I am really excited to see those two score off. You know, the defense, like I said, from what I actually see with my own two eyes, not Twitter reports, not videos, that the defense bullied the offensive line throughout the night, that last Friday. They really, truly did. But it's hard to really, truly gauge how good this defense is. It can be. It can be one of the best. I 100% believe that. Buffalo has really been, I mean, the defense has kind of been the shining light a lot of the time, especially like that drought era. They always had really good defenses, but really porous offenses. And this year, the defense is better. I'm very happy with what I've seen, but we haven't gotten a true gauge of how that's been. You know, one of the biggest things you want out of your defense is to get into the backfield and disrupt the offense. And, you know, the Colts historically have had a, you know, well, last year had a really high-powered offense. And while Andrew Luck will not be active for this game, he's out with a calf strain and probably will be out for the entire preseason, I need to see that defensive front get past, shake up, blow out the offensive line of the Indianapolis Colts. I really, truly need to see that to understand where they are and how far they have progressed. You know, and seeing, I'm really looking forward to watching Ed Oliver get some repetitions in. I think that's going to be, you know, that's going to be fun to watch. Trent Murphy and Starla Tulele and, you know, just so many others that I need to see them get through to that. So let me start fresh. I need to see this team throw off Jacoby Brissett. This, at least, you know, the starters. It's going to be a good indicator. And I'm probably going to say indicator a lot too, because I mean, this, while it is preseason, while it is first week of preseason, you know, this, it's really good for evaluation purposes. It really is. So one quarter football is, should be good. You know, and Brissett's a quarterback that Buffalo's familiar with. I'm not sure exactly off the top of my head how many people on the defense were around when the Bills last played him. Actually, oh, it was the snowball game. Before I was thinking it was even further back when Brissett was the Patriots starting quarterback for that last week of Tom Brady's suspension a couple years back. But it was the snowball game. I completely forgot about that. So they've had looks at him, but he has evolved. He has, that offense has better weapons around him, and Brissett is putting in the work, and I think he will be a quality, you know, QB1 potentially someday. I know his time in Indy is probably going to come up, you know, come to a close eventually, and I think he can be one of those fringe starter guys, or those, you know, those journeyman quarterbacks that fill in where need be, the Ryan Fitzpatricks, or, well, I think he's ahead of Ryan Fitzpatrick, a little bit, amongst other guys. You know, the Case Keenums, I think he can be one of those guys and find a home. But I like Brissett, and like I said, he's got a good offensive line around him now this year. You know, he will be the QB1, so the first quarter you will be seeing a lot of Jacoby Brissett in action. He's got better offensive weapons this year, and I don't know how much he's going to, what they're going to let him do, because a lot of preseason play calling is very, very vanilla. Very, very vanilla. So I don't know what they're going to allow him to do, but T.Y. Hilton, Eric Ebron, you know, who had a breakout year last season after years of mediocrity in Detroit. Jack Doyle, I'm sure he's going to get some reps. Barring any injury, I think I did see him on the injury report. Newly acquired Devin Funchess from Carolina. And the running back game is pretty relatively solid too. Marlon Mack, I think, is one of the more underrated running backs in the entire NFL. You know, it may help that he has a really good offensive line, but he's not bad. He's pretty good. He can make plays. You know, and Nyheim Hines is more of a receiving back. So there's a lot that I want to see this Bills defense match up with the Colts offense. I think it's a good, you know, it's a good sign. Colts offense is one of the top dogs, you know, in the league. And whether it's with Andrew Luck or without, whether it's with Andrew Luck or without Andrew Luck, I don't think it should have mattered. It's, you know, getting past that offensive line is a very, very good sign for our Bills defense. I mean, I think that's really the main matchup that I really, truly want to see, you know, with that. You know, the offensive line, or the Bills, as far as the Bills' offensive line goes, as rough as the play has been, I think if they can put together a good enough game and, you know, give Josh a little bit more time, I think it would be a sign, you know, a step in the right direction. The line has not been the same since Mitch Morris entered concussion protocol, and it's been very evident. It's been very evident. I already mentioned it. I already mentioned that, you know, Allen scrambled a bunch and at that practice that I seen last Friday. And, you know, Mitch Morris is definitely the a deal breaker. You know, he's a huge part of this offensive line. You need a quality center to really organize things, and Mitch Morris is that guy. But in his place is going to be Bodine, who, you know, I'm not going to say he's the leader that Morris is, but, you know, things haven't been looking good with him under center. Unfortunately, it's not just a shot at him. It's a entire offensive line thing. The communication is just off, and yeah, the line hasn't looked good. And they're going to be facing off against a very ferocious defense. Last year, the Colts defense only allowed, or they did not allow, a single 100-yard rusher in at all throughout the regular season. And I think into the postseason as well. I'm not 100% certain on that. But not a single 100-yard rusher. So if McCoy plays, LeSean McCoy plays, if, you know, Frank Gore plays, Singletary plays that quarter, you know, seeing how much yardage they actually get away with in a quarter, you can probably almost average it out across the board, you know, once it's said and done. But that's going to be a big indicator too, because we all know how much the running game struggled last year and how much we want to see it improve. You know, it's supposed to improve with a better offensive line. And, you know, McCoy's motivated. Frank Gore was just, you know, with Indianapolis a couple years ago too, and he's been such a motivated individual, and he wants to, you know, play for Buffalo again, and he doesn't want to retire just yet, and he's one of the all-time greats for that reason. Then you got a kid like Devin Singletary who, you know, just wants to get those reps, get those looks. He could be the future of the Buffalo Bills at the running back position, and, you know, this is the how well he plays, how you know, however many reps that he gets against this against Indy's first team defense or second team defense. They do have depth as well. Should be a good sign for Singletary's future. Other than that, I mean, I want to see Josh Allen. I mean, first and foremost, I want to see Josh Allen make smarter plays and be a little bit more accurate. There's some Indy's secondary is relatively tough. It's pretty tough. And I just take a look at some of their starters. I got the list right here. Playing a 4-3 defense. They're projected starters right now, even though there are some injuries. Jabal Sheard, Marcus Hunt, DeNico Autry, and Justin Houston. That's on the front. Linebackers, Darius Leonard, Anthony Walker, Ben Benigo, Ben Ogu, and then safety. You get two safeties, Clayton Gathers and Malik Hooker, and their cornerbacks, Pierre Desir and Kenny Moore II. They're not slouches. If Josh Allen makes some of these overthrows that he made in practice against his own defense, against this team, they will make him pay for it. And, you know, it's something we don't want to see. We don't want to. It's bound to happen, but I don't want to see it often. You know, I don't want to see bad repetitions. And, you know, Josh, like I said, to Josh's credit, he's been making smarter decisions on where to throw the ball, but his accuracy hasn't been there. So this will be a very good test. He did not play against Indianapolis last year when Buffalo traveled. I believe Derek Anderson started that game. So, I mean, this first quarter should be a good test for that. But I think that's what I'm most excited to, you know, to really look at. There's everyone's like, you know, I'm getting excited for it because it is it for guys like myself, for the rest of the Bills Wire team, literally everything that these guys do on and off the field, you know, is indication. It's statistics. It creates stories. It creates buzz, and it gives us material to talk about. And, you know, put stuff out for people like you and even myself. I like to read the articles as well, you know, to read. And everyone's like, oh, it's just preseason. But, you know, there's little things. It's more so for the individual players. I look at preseason like this. It is for the players. It 100% is. It's for the coaches and the players. The players get the reps in and the coaches to evaluate and begin to know who they want to trim down to their 53-man roster, know who they want starting, who they want as their second team, third team, practice squad. You know, that's what it is for. It is not for the fans. And that's more than okay. That's more than okay. You know, I watch a little bit of preseason football. It's not like the, I don't get super excited for it, but I get excited to see reps. I get excited to see potential, you know, where these guys or these players or this team as a whole is, you know, at this point in time. So they are important looks. It's more so for them, but it's really just the, it's the appetizer. It is the appetizer before the main course. It is the NFL season, which we are only a month away from, everybody. Just a month. We're getting there. We're getting real close. So just enjoy it. Look at individual players. You know, look at how they're performing. Look at how they're performing. And take the bad with a grain of salt, and even some of the good. Even some of the good with a grain of salt. Just some of the good. Remember,
Cleveland went 4-0 in 2017 preseason and proceeded to go 0-16 in the regular season. So keep that in mind. Not everything that looks great in the preseason tends to mean good things in the regular season, is basically what I'm saying. But if you are going to the game on Thursday, please, please, please be safe. We all know how raucous the Buffalo Bills crowds can be, even though preseason is a lot lighter than regular season. Just please be careful. Be responsible. I don't want to sound like a parent, but you know, you always hear some kind of accident or something going, some incident going on, you know, from some of the games. So just please be careful and enjoy. Have fun. You know, the regular season is just around the corner, and enjoy it, because you know what? There's nothing better. There's a few things better in life than Sundays or Thursdays, Mondays, or any days, sitting anywhere afield with some of the best fans in the world and enjoying a football game. That is for certain. So we're very close to that. Everybody, once again, please be safe, enjoy the game, and yeah, go Bills.